This is Mike Sedam with a Crucial Chat. Today, we're going to talk about empowerment from values and confidence. I had a conversation recently with a friend of mine, and we were talking about empowering employees. Specifically, we were talking about empowering employees in the realm of safety. Like, how do you get somebody to say no to a work task that they say is unsafe? Or how do you get an employee to feel like they can actually stop work if they see something that could be hazardous? In March of 2016, a hitchhiker was standing along a highway when a California Highway Patrol car pulled up. He thought he was going to get harassed, but instead the officer asked him if he wanted a ride. He rode with the officer for 45 minutes, and when the officer dropped him off, he told the hitchhiker that if he had not found a ride by the time the officer got off duty, he would come back and take him to the rest of the way home. The officer then gave him his personal cell phone number. Now, the hitchhiker ended up finding a way home, texted the officer, and the officer responded back, "All is well that ends well." That was Officer Nathan Taylor. He was killed in the line of duty just 2 weeks later. There are more stories just like that one that came out after his passing. There is nothing that says a CHP officer has to do any of the things Nate Taylor chose to do. But he consistently showed a high level of service to the public, above and beyond what would normally be required. Now, why is that? Why did Nate Taylor feel so empowered to go the extra mile? I will tell you that the organizational values of the CHP allowed for it, and the personal values of Officer Taylor almost appeared to require it. In addition to that, Officer Taylor had the confidence that his fellow officers, his supervisors, his friends, and his family would all support these decisions. He was empowered to act from these values and from the confidence he had that what he was doing was not only right, but that he would be supported. And I remember sitting at Officer Taylor's funeral thinking to myself, wow, this is a really good guy. There is no way historians hear. And it doesn't. Now we all get to learn from Officer Taylor. So think about how you can apply this to your own organization, to the people you count on, to the people you care about. Empowering employees is everywhere. It's from safety to customer service. How do people get the knowledge and confidence to make those hard decisions? Now, there are some significant benefits to empowerment. One, motivation improves. People that feel valued, feel like they have control, are more motivated. Second, the retention of employees increases because they feel like they're responsible. They feel like the company cares. They feel like they have the knowledge to do their jobs well. They feel like they're looking out for others. They feel like they're part of the team. And recruitment becomes easier because more people want to work where they feel like they have control and purpose. There are also higher levels of accountability because everybody's watching out for each other. And problems get solved by the people doing the work. People become the solution, not problems. So how do we do it? It is not enough to just say you are empowered. Now go out and solve problems. Trust is absolutely necessary. You've got to have trust in coworkers, trust in management, and people have to have trust in themselves. And relationships are the key. Relationships are the key because the belief system of the group has to be known and solidified in the minds of the employee, regardless of their status or position. People have to feel safe. They got to feel safe in the group they're in. If they are, they will look outside the group to protect the group. If they're not, they will have to divert their attention between the threats outside and threats inside the group. So with that in mind, take this crucial chat and talk a little bit about it. How can you empower your employees? How can you give them the values to make those hard decisions and the confidence that when they make those decisions, there won't be negative repercussions for that? Again, this has been a crucial chat. Hope it drums up some discussion. Thank you very much. If you need more information, please go to www.crucialtalks.com.